The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Hello there. Welcome, dear weary internet traveller, nay, podcast botherer. You join us, welcome, to the XFM Breakfast Show Podcast. This is the bit at the beginning of it when we... Dave just puts the microphones on and says, you've got to speak now. So this is what you get.
Yeah.
What you get, isn't it? And we traditionally tell you what's coming on the podcast. We should point out that on the day we recorded this, which is Friday, Matt's not here. He's out of the country, although he denies the allegation. There's a statement. Anyway, so newsreader Alex has been stepping in for him Friday, and as he's here now, he might as well say a word.
Hi.
There it was. So, Dave, what's coming up what have we got in the podcast itself?
Yes.
What exciting things from this week that we've done on the X-Men Rep Show can we find again?
There's all sorts, John. Simon Pegg.
Pegg, of course. Yeah, of course. Played a game of banned
psychiatric term.
Well, psychiatric term, because he's a new film where he's a psychiatrist, I remember. Yes, good.
Yes, he does well. Also, we get a recording from the best man speech at producer Simon's wedding.
Producer Simon didn't invite us to his wedding.
He didn't, no.
So, and it's in Italy. Yeah. So what we did was ruin his day for him from a distance. During the best man speech, which we got a message into, which forced Simon into doing something in front of his beloved friends and family.
Yes.
That is all. That is in the podcast. He's not back yet either, and I don't think he's going to be very happy when he is.
No.
That's true. And also, of course, the sad death of Robin Williams this week, as you know. So what better way to mark the passing of the great man than to have a toddler play a xylophone and then talk about it. It's what he would have wanted.
Yeah.
And I think we were going to have another guest. I think Cliff Richard was coming in, wasn't he? But I think he cancelled that for reasons.
Yeah. He's not now.
He's not anymore now. And we were going to give away a load of Middleton wine, weren't we? Bless you.
Oh, just the mention of mistletoe and wine, it gets me every time.
I thought it was some sort of deep-seated reaction to Cliff Richard.
It might be,
The less said about that, the better. Were you at a Billy Graham concert?
No!
Okay, just asking. No mistletoe and wine to give away either. It's been taken away as evidence. So, here, for your delight, or otherwise, is the least worst bits of the XFM Breakfast Show in podcast form.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast. Yes. XFM.
And here's the thing we've just learned. Already, if proof were needed, already you'll know, if you're a regular listener to the XFM Breakfast Show, you'll know that Dave's a bit hopeless. He's a bit of an idiot. And if proof were needed, here it is. Who are you going to see live out of all of the bands in the world, Dave? Think of all the bands in the world, Matt. How many bands can you think of? It's quite a lot, isn't it?
Loads, yeah.
Yeah, think of all the good ones. Name some. Come on.
Well, Elbow.
Yes. Oasis.
Queens.
They don't exist
Stone
anymore,
Age,
but yeah.
Oasis,
I don't know. Kaiser Chiefs, Killers, yeah. You know, all that.
All good bands. Knives.
Bon Jovi.
I could go on.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
All
the Towers of London.
All of these people. But who, out of all of the bands in the world, has Dave decided to go and see live tonight? Let's find out. Let's find out who it is. Who is it, Dave?
It's the popular beat combo Train.
Train! He's going to see... No one listens to Train anymore. Not since Drops of Jupiter came out in about... 19... No, I'd say the year 2001.
It was 2001.
Hey! No one's played this since then. With good reason. It was their only hit.
They're a good band.
It was their only hit. Where are the Train playing? In your house?
No, they're at the 100 Club. They're warming up.
Oh, really?
The Beat Festival.
Because there's only 100 people that want to see them.
No,
left.
Not at all.
Yeah.
You're obsessed with Train, aren't you? This is the first time. You go and see them about once every 6 months, don't you?
Well, whenever they come to London, I'll make
you go and see Train
see them.
More often than some people get trains. It's ridiculous.
Even if I was offered tickets to see Train, I'd get a replacement bus service.
Yes.
What?
I mean, what's not to love? They come on to a steam train sound effect.
Oh, really?
Which I think is brilliant.
Has that not got tired yet?
What? The steam train.
What if they come
effect?
On every time to that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, do you love it? Do you pogo down the mosh pit to the steam train sound effect?
No, you can do the steam train kind of action.
Do
as they
you
come
actually
on stage.
Do that? Yeah, like the locomotion? Do they do the locomotion?
No, I've never seen them.
They're
do the
missing
locomotion.
A trick.
They've got more than one hit anyway.
No, they haven't. What's the other hit?
Meet Virginia was a good track by Train.
No one's heard of that.
No. She's on Fire was another. It was the follow-up single to Drops of Jupiter.
Not really. No one's ever heard that one, did they?
No. That's actually it.
What is it about Train that you like? Did you like? I mean, is it like
It's my guilty pleasure.
It's like a connection.
It's my guilty pleasure.
Did you have sex to it once?
No, never. I don't think. No. No.
Because I've got a friend who only goes to see a certain band because he was listening to it. This is how old he is, but he was genuinely listening in the 80s to his Sony Walkman. And while he was getting off with a girl intimately at the back of a school bus. I mean, like, he was, you know, at school.
Yeah.
And while he was, I can't say that word, I'm going to write the word down. While he was, hang on, I'm sorry, I'll write the word down.
I can guess.
While he was doing that.
That's what I thought you were going to say, yeah.
That.
Yeah, that. We all know.
Are we all clear? Good. While he was doing that with a girl at the back of a school bus, he was listening to Def Leppard on his Walkman, and that's now why he goes to see Def Leppard, because it reminds him of the lovely times. So I just wondered if that was a similar thing.
No, I don't think
Have you ever done that?
No, I've never even done that, no.
What a romantic.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Would you like to go and see Chvrches, Matt? Would you?
Yes.
You're not allowed to because, again, this is not for employees.
Well, I can buy
I mean, you can. Yeah, you can do, but you can't get them via the mechanic of this, which is this morning's Toddler Pops. Tickets to see Chvrches play Brixton Academy on the 30th of October. You can get them only if you can identify the tune as played on a toy xylophone by a four-year-old child. It's the return of Toddler Pops on XFM.
This is Toddler Pops on XFM.
Just said that. So tickets to see Chvrches then play Brixton Academy 30th of October. And as ever, four-year-old Maisie is here. She's going to play a tune on a toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify it. Good morning, morning Maisie. How are you this morning? You all right?
Such a shame, John.
What is? What's a shame?
The death of Robbie Williams. She's loving angels instead.
No, it's not Robbie Williams. It's Robin Williams, star of the film Flubber.
He was a bit fat, though.
No, again, that's Robbie Williams. Of Take That. Robin Williams was the star of the film Flubber.
Like, I wish Gary Barlow had been taken instead. He's narcissistic.
Yes, he is, yeah.
And I don't like his boss eyes.
Yes, he's got boss eyes. He has got boss eyes, but that's not very polite.
What is Flubber?
Well, it was a sort of squidgy, pudgy goo that annoyed anyone, you know, that it came into contact with.
So it is like Robbie Williams.
Oh, yes. Should we just play a tune?
So, sizzle. My needle. All
right. Excellent. Thanks for that, Maisie. That's
Jason Orange be at the funeral.
Jason Orange. I'm not explaining it again. I'm not gonna, because it's too.
Flubber.
Stop saying Flubber. can you identify that tune as played genuinely on a xylophone this morning?
Yes.
I know, so there's not even a glockenspiel like normal. Can you identify the tune played there by a four-year-old child, Maisie, on a xylophone? If you can, you could well be going to see Chvrches at Brixton Academy. Which artist or band was she playing?
Podcast XFM.
What the hell was that, Caroline?
That was The Smiths.
The Smiths.
There's the light.
Is the right answer. Of course, congratulations.
Yeah.
You can go into Harrods this morning saying, you Harrods people, you can't get tickets to Chvrches, you can't. But I, the mighty Caroline, have two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations, Caroline. Well done.
Thank you.
Good, thank you, though. Thank you. I'm going to come into Harrods and ask for you.
Good. Okay. I'm working today.
I'll be in. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you, Maisie. Thank you very much.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The XFM Breakfast Show. With OSU Priority.
So this is XFM Breakfast, then. Good morning. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Joined by my reckoning, I think now, for about the third time in a year.
I think it has been fairly swift. It feels like not long since we were last here.
Yeah. Mr. Simon Pegg, welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I've just been handed a list by accident of Capital Radio's questions for you.
Ah.
Because you were doing an interview with them as well, of course.
I am on.
So I thought I might just run through some of theirs. That's all.
Well, there's no crossover in the listenership.
We're going to be all right. British comedy hero turned Hollywood boy done good Simon Pegg, 3 exclamation marks.
Is it three?
Three, you get three of those.
It's a capital first.
I'm a massive Star Trek fan. Are you filming another one? Wagwan. They've written that down.
Wagwan.
Wagwan. They've actually written that.
Well, Shadow.
It's a term I've never used in an interview before, and now I might start using it.
I think everybody should use it. It's an important communicative tool these days.
Well, you were just mentioning Wagwan. How people, Radio 4 should perhaps adopt.
This is BBC Radio 4. Wagwan.
It's the future. It's your number.
The funny one was the political, like having a political show with somebody high up in the government being interviewed and the first question being, so, Minister, Wagwan.
Now, look, let's talk about the new film, because this is... as I say, the third film you've been certainly promoting since my short tenure so far.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah.
You're a busy man, and this one is Hector and the Search for Happiness, isn't it? So.
Yeah, this is... it's very different, actually. I would hesitate to call it a comedy in the same way that I would say The World's End or Hot Fuzz or Shaun of the Dead, because there's more... Not that those films aren't dramatic, because we always try and, you know, make the films... multi-layered in terms of the kind of emotional texture.
Wagwan!
Wagwan. That's Wagwan. But this is also, it's about a psychiatrist basically who takes off on this journey of self-discovery to try and find out the meaning of happiness. And so he goes across the world on this epic adventure and experiences all sorts of kind of crazy emotions and to realize that in order to be happy, you have to know it all, basically. You can't be happy unless you've been unhappy, unless you've been terrified and in love and all this stuff. So as an acting challenge, it was extraordinary. And as a travel challenge, it was, because we were on, you know, 5 continents. And
Do you get a book? I mean, I write travel for the Sunday Times. And I haven't done it for a while due to this and family commitments and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. And I get really itchy when I don't go and do a thing for a couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah.
And I used to try and do a big thing, say, 4 times a year, like Himalayas or whatever.
Something big.
And I haven't done it for a bit, and I get twitchy, and I wonder if you're the same.
I am, but I feel like... Fortunately for me, my job facilitates that. And now when I go on holiday, I go, the family go to the same place. It's somewhere we can just go. We don't need to explore anymore.
Yeah,
holiday
sure.
is about relaxing. So we have this place that we go and we go there.
Yeah, yeah. Which is, I mean, part of mine as well is flying. I'm one of those people who absolutely love flying.
Me too.
I mean, I adore it. It's, I hate flying. No, send me on the longest flight possible.
Absolutely. I used to
call... You go on Tom Cruise's private jet though. I mean, that must be a very... That's,
I don't go on Tom's jet. I go on the jet that follows Tom's jet, which is a different jet. Since I quit drinking, I no longer call it the Sky Pub, but I used to refer to aeroplanes as Sky Pubs, because that's essentially what they were.
So what is, apart from Sky Pubs, what is happiness, Simon Pegg? If I were to ask you that question, you must have researched the work, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it? Is it a tangible thing?
It's difficult. I guess it's a sense of contentment. It's easier to define success than it is happiness. Success, because success is being happy.
Yes.
That's what success is. It's nothing to do with what you achieve. You can be the richest, most famous human being on earth, and you can be deeply, deeply unhappy. And for that reason, you would not be a success.
This has turned into some sort of deep philosophical. I like
quite right.
I like this now.
It's about time XFM Morning's got a bit of philosophical.
Really hang about. We're going to play a game with you.
Because
as you play a psychiatrist...
That's more like it.
Yeah, come on! It's a deep philosophical game called Wagwan.
I'm in.
You play a psychiatrist in the film, so we're going to play band or psychiatric term.
The The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Let's start this morning with Matt, who I think is interested in donkeys.
Well, John, yeah, I've got mules and more this morning. If you're interested in mules, wagons and harness equipment, this is the magazine for you. In this week's exciting edition, Too Cool for Mule is one article. We ask the question on everyone's lips, why are donkeys still considered to be cooler than mules? And what can we do to change this unfair perception?
Donkeys need, mules need better PR.
They do,
that's what they need.
Mules in music, we chat to Richard Russell from 90s electro duo Kicks Like a Mule and pass on our award for the best use of the mule in music.
These are real. I'm these not making
real.
These up.
These are real.
So Dave has generally just tweeted a picture of the covers of these magazines. These are real magazines.
And there's a 60-minute mule makeover as well, a mule over. from stirrups to saddles, celebrity mule fashionista Jackie Jones shows us how we can best accessorize our pretty pet mules in just 1 minute.
No one's going to do that, Jackie!
That's me.
So what do you do? I'm a celebrity mule fashionista. In fact, I see her turning up on the actual sofas, looking at the actual news.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Eamon Holmes. I'm joined this morning by the celebrity mule fashionista Jackie Jones, who's going to be looking at the situation in Iraq. I've got Fence Post magazine. Oh. I brought that in this morning.
Yes.
From homeowners to business owners, the EFA, that's the English Fencing Association.
Of course, yeah.
Fence Post magazine. It's the one and only trusted source for all your fencing needs. Page 22 inside this month's issue, an article entitled Flash Your Wood. Yeah, really. We are now accepting entries for our 2014 UK Fencing Championships. It's going to be held at the Boars Hill Garden Centre in Oxford. Do you have what it takes to become the next UK fencing champion? Not swords, but wood. Be the envy of all your friends. Page 48. I've seen this fence somewhere before. We take a look. This is fascinating. We take a look at the most famous freestanding structures to have graced our TV screens. Oh. From Emmerdale's timber dividers to the perimeters of the Big Brother house.
Wow.
We celebrate the constructs that bring our evening entertainment to life.
There are some famous fences.
And Chip Sullivan's popped up as well. He's on page 51.
Oh, Chip.
He's talking us through the essential methods of securing your rods in even the tightest of holes. And that's in an article called The Importance of Penetration. I don't know.
Needs to be strong.
Yeah, you don't want to let it flop in a high wind. Dave, what have you got?
This morning, chaps, I've gone for potato growing monthly. Just a couple of top lines for you this morning.
Yep.
Size matters. Are your spuds showers or growers? Plus, your questions answered this week. Do badgers really like mashed potato?
Mules, fences and badgers. It's the largely irrelevant paper review on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
I'm John Holmes and here we are back after 2 weeks away. Now, still away is our producer, Simon. Producer Simon, who you're aware of his work. If you're a regular listener, of course, he works on the show and he's away because on Saturday he got married in Italy. And none of us went. And we don't like it that much. And, well, we were asked by his best man, though, last week. I was asked to write a telegram, Matt, an old-fashioned style telegram, just to give us a little presence, a little XFM presence at the wedding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because it was, you know, very close friends, that's not us, obviously, and family and so on, because it was in Italy, so it's just a small, there's going to be a big do in London later on, I believe. Which,
yeah, we got invited.
I think we are going with him. We're going invited to that. Anyway, so I thought, what a good opportunity to ruin his big day. Of course, as you know, we like to involve Simon, don't we, in all working aspects of the programme. So when asked to send a telegram, I thought it was only right and proper that we should bring a little of his XFM work to his special day, of course. So part one of the speech, well, this is just the reading out of the telegram, isn't it? So who recorded this, Dave? This was his best man or something?
Yeah, one of the groomsmen, I think.
Okay, so he was reading out my telegram.
Yes, Andrew is the best man, is the name of the best man.
Andrew Dix.
Reading it out, yes.
Good, funny name. Good, strong, funny name, well done. And he got someone to record it, of course, but it wasn't a telegram, obviously, it was an email, let's be honest. It's not mess about. But should we hear part one? Okay, this is the reading out of the telegram in front of Simon's closest friends and family.
It says, to the happy couple from John Holmes. I'm sorry I can't be at your wedding in Italy, which is mainly down to not being invited to attend your wedding in Italy. I have known the groom since he was first foisted upon me by my bosses at XFM, and whilst I'm still not quite sure what it is that he does, I'm sure it is very important.
And so that was the beginning, and then we listed some of the important things that Simon does, obviously, and some of his greatest hits, one of which you'll remember very well, Matt, because it came from a certain feature on this programme, and we know, because every time we got him to do it on air, he hates it, doesn't he? Simon's impression of Frank Spencer. Okay, now he despises, he's good at it, let's make no bones about it, but he hates doing it. And when asked to do it, in the studio, he just makes a face and he's like, oh no, I hate doing it. So what better opportunity, I thought, than to perhaps bring some of his most hated parts of his work to his big day. This is part two. Here we go.
Having seen some of his work, which has included performing his notable impression of Frank Spencer at the confused faces of Mumford and Sons for an ill-conceived radio feature called Some Mumfords Do Have 'Em. I'd say that the Mumford and Sons were so taken with Simon's impression of Frank Spencer that it's worth him performing it for you all now. Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed guests, here is Simon Fowler's impression of Frank Spencer.
Round of applause for Simon there.
Worth waiting for, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Look at you, that's Simon's big day there, ruined by his own Frank Spencer impression.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And we find ourselves squarely in front of the door marked The Price is Broadly Right at the time of going to press this morning, then. Tickets to see Kasabian, a pair of tickets to see Kasabian playing the O2 Academy Brixton in December. We invited you, should you want them, to play The Price is Broadly Right at the time of going to press. I will explain, if you just tuned in, I'll explain how it works in a moment. But first, let's meet the two contestants. On line 85,000 is picked entirely at random from all of the entries, is Will. Good morning, Will.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, cool. Thank you.
Good. And what do you do, Will?
I work in a boring old office.
A boring old office. Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you? How? I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, just how boring?
This week, I'd say a solid 8.
That's a solid 8 of boring, yeah. Is boring. Let's meet your opponent. He's called Andy, he's on the line. We've got here in the studio based on Fibonacci's mathematical sequence. So he's on line 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 21. Good morning, Alex. Andy.
Hello, Alex, Andy.
Hello, how are you, Andy?
Oh, I'm good.
Good, and on a scale of 1 to 2, what do you do, Andy?
I'm a courier.
Courier, on a scale of 1 to 10, how boring is that?
Pretty boring. Radio keeps me going, though.
Excellent. That's what we're here for. Good answer. Now, this is how it's going to work, gentlemen. I am going to read out a list of items that are genuine crap celebrity bits of memorabilia tat. They have been involved in online auctioning. People have paid good money for these, or are about to. All you have to do is tell me how much you think the things are worth. That is how it's going to work, and we'll go between the two of you. Whoever gets the best of three will win the tickets to see Kasabian. Shall we play The Price is Broadly Right at the time of going to press? I think we shall. So, welcome along to the time on XFM. My glamorous host for the morning, Mr. Matt Dyson.
What's happening, gents?
He'll be... that's what he says. That's what he says in public toilets. He'll be the one guiding us through the memorabilia this morning, keeping scores as we go along. So, Will, you were picked to play first, totally randomly, so we'll go to you first. We will take your guess for the first item. How much in dollars, Will, how much in dollars for, and it's currently part of a live auction, how much in dollars for Joey Essex's signed chopper. While you are trying to work out what you think that might be costing, here's Matt with a bit of a description of it.
Joey is the lovable, cheeky chappy who constantly entertains his castmates with hilarious quips and humorous behaviour on The Only Way Is Essex, is what it says in the blurb, but you'll know him as that fake-tanned heightened reality dimwit. He's signed this Stingray bike, meaning he can actually write his own name.
Who knew? How much in dollars for Joey Essex's signed chopper bike? Will?
I'm going to go with $750.
$750. Same question to you, Andy. Who will get closest?
$751.
Oh, he's playing a tactical game.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's, you know, play how you like. I have to say, though, Andy, you do get that point because it's $1,100. You were a dollar closer than Will. Let's reverse the tactics, though, here. This is item number two, and we'll come to Andy first on this one. How much in pounds, it's a reserve price not yet met, how much in pounds for Darren Eady's old T-shirt? Here's Matt with the description.
Yes, that's right. It's a blue Old Glory T-shirt with silver detail, once worn by former footballer Darren Eady. Remember him?
No.
Ah, he used to play for Norwich and Leicester.
Okay.
And since gone on to forge a fulfilling and worthwhile career with his charity work.
Okay, how much for Darren Eady's old T-shirt in pounds, Andy?
£65.
£65. Please, the audience there, certainly.
Weird audience today.
£65, and same question to you, Will. How much?
£64.
He's playing the game the other way. And it's got him the points because it was 20. Right, it's all down to this question. Who is getting the tickets to see Kasabian? We will flip back to Will first. It's getting exciting. So, final item this morning. How much, Will, for Katie Price, you know, the noted author, Katie Price.
Oh, God.
How much for her, in pounds, her old ankle support, which is up for auction online. Here's Matt with the description.
The glamour model's ex-boyfriend, Alex Reed, he of the cross-dressing and cage-fighting, has got a new girlfriend, you'll be pleased to learn. And now, as he's clearly fallen on hard times, his new squeeze is auctioning off a load of Katie Price's old belongings, including a spanking whip, pink boxing gloves, and these kickboxing ankle supports.
Right, how much? Horrific. How much, we said, Will, how much for Katie Price's old ankle supports?
Is it definitely a kickboxing one, not a police ankle support?
It says kickboxing, but we haven't...
Fair enough. Right, let's go with £50.
£50 for Katie Price's ankle support. How much, Andy? It all hinges on this. If you get closest, you get the tickets to see Kasabian. If not, they go to Will. How much for Katie Price's ankle supports?
Ankle support.
51 quid. How much did you say, Will?
50.
£50. Still playing tactically. It hasn't paid off. Will, they were £3.99 auction. Congratulations, excellent. Will. You are going to see Kasabian. Well done to you. Well done.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
Price is broadly right.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Reading out bits of badly written celebrity autobiography as they go round and round in front of him on the conveyor belt from which has been removed all the rice and fish dishes. It's Yo Sushi, and I think we can go over live to the restaurant now. If you can hear me, I don't know how the line is this morning, but John Sushi with a bit of luck should be there for us.
Morning, John.
Yo, Suchet!
I hope you had a nice holiday. Read any good books?
Well, actually, the works of Proust, actually.
No one really cares. John. Let's take a look on the conveyor belt, shall we?
Yes.
There's Recipe for Life by Mary Berry. Strictly Anne by Anne Widdecombe. Yeah. One Lifetime Is Not Enough by actress Zsa Zsa Gabor.
It is fun.
This is the one.
Oh, yeah.
If Only by Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, good.
Shall we begin?
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
When I was 12, I went to a Wham concert at the NEC in Birmingham on my sister Natalie's birthday. We were near the front, and I remember George Michael singing, "I don't want your freedom, I don't want to play around, I don't want nobody, baby. Part-time love just brings me down. I don't want your freedom. Girl, all I want right now is you." He pointed somewhere in my direction as he sang the last line, and my heart melted. I didn't scream like the other girls. I was in love, and I imagined that one day I was going to marry him.
That was going
to
happen.
As a child, I used to go to my mother each day and ask her, "Who has been the best girl today?" I wanted her to say, "You, Jerry." I still find myself asking the same question of people, seeking their approval. At a Blur concert in London with Melanie Chisholm's Sporty Spice, we stood on the balcony as the spotlights picked us out and the crowd of 2,000 turned and looked up. They began waving and we waved back, but I could see one girl who raised her arm and stuck up her finger. "Oh my God, that girl doesn't like me," I thought. "Why? What have I done to her?" It ruined the night for me. I still can't listen to Blur without getting upset.
Wow.
See you next week, John.
Thanks, John. John Suchet there, reading aloud the words of Jerry Halliwell.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
You know what? I had a very strange Twitter experience where I tweeted something about how much I love sparkling water.
And you do. Sometimes it's a slow tweet day.
And like immediately, SodaStream.
Oh, of course. Oh,
and Highland Spring were going, "Oh, do you want free water?" And I felt so torn and whorish. And yeah. I didn't go for it because I just felt like it would be taking advantage of
Matt
my...
Matt here, it would be he's the biggest whore in the world.
If you're listening, SodaStream,
get in touch.
They did send me one, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they still... I mean, though, in the old days, when we
They're
were
still
kids,
busy with
they,
the fizzy.
They were, yeah, exactly. Well, so let's get busy with the quizzy.
Nice! Hey. There's a link.
Thank you. We're going to play band or psychiatric term. You were playing against Matt Dyson here, of course.
Hello, Matt Dyson.
It's very simple. You just tell me whether the words I call out is the name of a band or a psychiatric term.
Got it.
It's easy. Here we go. Let's play. Alphabetical order, of course. Matt and Simon. Simon first. Band or psychiatric term? Icarus Syndrome. Icarus Syndrome.
That's a psychiatric term.
They're a band from Illinois. Matt Dyson, affect illusion.
Ooh.
Affect Ooh. Illusion.
That is, that's a condition.
It is. It's yes. A change of mood according to the time of day.
What am I?
Waxy rigidity.
Waxy rigid, that's a term.
It is a term.
Yes.
It's mind-altering limb movement. Your mind controls your limbs.
That's right, yeah. There's a chemical you release in your sleep.
There you go. Alien Love Syndrome, Matt.
Band.
It's a band, a punk band.
It's got a punk, yeah.
Avolition.
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 That's a band.
It's not. It's an inability to initiate goal-directed behaviour.
Avolition, it makes sense, yeah. Yes. But then why wouldn't you call your band that?
Exactly, good. Yeah. Could be good for both.
Great band name.
Rabbit Syndrome.
It sounds so ridiculous that maybe it would be a band, but I think it's a term.
It is. It's the chewing of lips that you can't help if you chew your own lips like a rabbit might do.
Really?
Yeah, there you go. See, we're learning as well, aren't we?
That's amazing.
We're laughing and learning without the laughing. Panic DHH. Panic DHH. Is that a term?
Is that a term?
I'm asking you.
It's a term.
It's a term. Digital hardcore band from France.
Choking today.
A simple one. Panic at the Disco, Matt.
Easy.
Wind,
it's a gimme.
Windigo Psychosis. Windigo Psychosis.
I'm going to say that's a term as well.
You'd be right. It's the an intense craving for human flesh.
Goodness
would
me.
You believe?
Wow.
Zombification. Yeah, something you have your own alley.
Ooh, that's gruesome.
Koro, or Koro. K-O-R-O. Koro.
Koro.
Yes.
It's a band.
No, it's the psychological belief that your genitals retracting into your abdomen.
I should have known.
A psychological belief?
I knew that was one because it sounded too much like a band. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had two pronunciations from it.
Yeah. It's difficult.
Three, yeah.
Don't start discussing my techniques. in front of me. Torpor. Torpor.
That is, torpor is a condition.
Yeah, it's profound inactivity, of course.
Yeah,
Topol. Topol.
That's neither. That's the lead. That's the guy that we didn't fiddle on the roof.
Yeah. Technically, it's musical.
Music. Band.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Chaotic disorder.
band.
Is a band, is the right
metal.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, metal, yeah, band. It's got to be. Yeah. Yeah. And the A in Chaotic is like the
Outcasts. Yeah. And also, the C from Chaotic and the R from Disordered join up underneath it.
Oh,
that's the classic.
Although, weirdly, that's very ordered. Slightly oxymoronic.
Yeah, interesting. Anyway, enough of this philosophy and musical and educational banter. Dave, what were the scores?
Dyson's going to take it, surely.
Matt 5, Simon 14.
Yes!
Where? Because I got the extra 10 points!
Yes!
Yeah. How unjust, but I'm okay with it.
So, the film is out. When is the film out?
The film is out August 15th.
Oh, it's out this week.
Yes, this week. Yes.
So, thanks so much for coming in. It's a pleasure to talk.
What a pleasure.
As ever, we'll see you for your next film next week, I guess.
See you in a couple of weeks.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
And as it is A-Level Results Day, we thought there are many helpful advice lines you can call this morning if you'd like advice as to after you've, you know, failed or whatever. So we thought we'd help you as well, really, by just pointing out mainly that it doesn't matter what you got. Do you know why? Because if you just write whatever you like on your CV, no one will ever check. That's the advice I'm giving this one. It doesn't matter. Does, I mean, I'm right.
I think you are. But
I'm absolutely right.
Glenn, who works in recruitment, says that he does check everyone's CV for porcupine.
How does he do that? This is Glenn, isn't it, on Twitter?
Yeah.
How do you do that, Glenn? Because if you get a CV, right, in any... People send CVs to us all the time. They want to come on as interns, right, Dave? Yeah. This is the thing. Do you ever check?
Every single one.
You lying, lying git. Yeah. You never check.
He calls the exam boards up. I just got an inquiry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The name, firm in Glen. Yeah, check. It's nonsense. It's not right. You just write what you want because no one in your career, this is the best advice I can give, nobody ever checks, right?
It's a good, I think it's good advice, John.
They just don't. You write a CV out. People believe you can write anything on a CV. People believe it.
Yeah.
Right. For instance, we have an intern at the moment. Right. He's called Alex. He's here. Good morning, Alex.
Yeah, John.
Morning, Alex. And Alex got this. I say job. It's unpaid. He got it on, I don't know, merit. I don't know. How did you get Alex? What did you say to Dave when you came here?
I had to do some things. It was...
Oh my God. Dave's got a casting couch. Oh God.
I'm not.
That's horrific. God, Dave doesn't even look at their CVs!
What the
heck? He has sex with the interns! Oh my God! Dave! You're exposed!
What a revelation!
This is a terrible thing!
Wow.
I don't want to know the details.
What did we talk about before we went to air?
Specifically, don't mention the casting call. But you're a university. Are you still there? Or are you?
Yeah, I'm a postgraduate.
Ponce, but okay. What in, Alex? What in?
So I'm doing an MA in composing for TV and film.
Made up. Wow. He's not.
He's not.
He works in Lidl. He's not. He just said that. He's not got that. He's not. He has. He genuinely has. He composes music. But that's good. Worthy. Yeah. Worthy. What A levels did you get?
The grades. I can't remember.
See, that's my point. You can't remember. No one you'll ever work for in the future, Alex, will ever ask you. And if they do, just lie. It doesn't matter. We've got a producer in this morning who's coming. I don't know why she's coming. This is not going to help her at all. But we share a building here in XFM with Heart Radio, don't we, and Capital. Mm. And there's some weird policy in the building where producers have to go around looking at other breakfast shows and how not to do, basically. Hannah.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
You work on
Heart. Yeah.
Breakfast.
Heart Breakfast.
With
Jamie Theakston and Emma Benton.
Excellent. And you're here with us this morning.
I am. I'm
I imagine it's the same sort of program, isn't it?
It's not music's a little bit different.
Yeah. And the talk. So what did you out of interest? What did you do?
A levels? A levels, gosh, can't remember.
Exactly.
I got all A's. Why not?
Exactly. Did you though?
No, probably not.
Of course not. No. That's the point. What did you do at university?
Okay, so at university I did theatre studies and then a master's in dance. Nothing to do.
And now you've ended up working with Jamie Theakston.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. But sometimes I do tell people that I did media just to sound a bit more official.
See, but no one checks, do they?
No.
That's my point. So there's the A-level advice for you this morning. It genuinely doesn't matter. It genuinely doesn't matter what you get, right? So don't worry about it. It's fine. Lie on your CV. Write whatever you like. Pretend you've done music composing like Alex. Pretend you've got a degree in media studies like just not absolute nonsense.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Let's spoil the morning now by finding out what the so-called newspapers have riddled themselves with this morning that's not actually news. It's the Chaff News Desk. It's where we bring you the showbiz gossip in order to get the stories about people we've vaguely heard of out of the way. So it doesn't bother anyone else for the rest of the day. But this morning, sort of Robin Williams related news, I understand that.
I had to be very careful when saying it yesterday that I didn't accidentally say Robbie Williams.
Yes.
Because they're very close. When you're reading the names aloud, sometimes mistakes can happen. But thousands of people on Twitter yesterday actually thought that Robbie Williams had died.
Well, the thing about people on Twitter is, as a general rule, mostly, not our Twitter followers, clearly, no. But mostly they're thick idiots, yeah. Aren't they?
Just trolls.
And the same. Exactly. The same thing happened with Gaza, didn't it?
Yeah.
And people were sort of saying #FreeGaza, meaning the Gaza Strip from the terrible bombardment by the Israelis, right? And people thought it was Gaza who'd been arrested, even though it's spelt differently.
They just look at a hashtag and jump to a conclusion.
Oh, poor Gaza, free Gaza, what's he done? What's he done? He's troubled. Why are the Israelis bombarding a former footballer? Why?
So, now they've all thought that the Take That member passed away and just got straight on there.
Is that wishful thinking? I don't know.
You and Dave love his music.
I like Robbie Williams. Yeah. I like the one about the monkey. Me and my
one about the Jesus in the camper van.
Yeah, so. I know.
Don't. I go on record saying I don't. He used to be mildly amusing when he was first in Take That, but since then I've got no interest.
Right.
But he is still alive, though, we should clarify.
I like the people on Twitter. This is how thick they are. There's some examples we've got here. So someone
some
wrote this. R.I.P. in peace. So that, what for a start.
R.I.P. in peace.
Rest in peace in peace. What are you talking about? R.I.P. It gets better. R.I.P. in peace, Robbie Williams. You'll be loving angles instead. Spelling even.
instead.
Oh. R.I.P. Robbie Williams, he did it for the kids. Punctuation based, some turn down face, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, and the big comeback news, another lucrative comeback in the world of pop, another manufactured business product is coming back to our shelves.
Yes.
It's like the Whisper when that returned, basically. Another brand for you to buy into, you idiots that like S Club 7.
S Club 7!
They're coming back. Well, who'd have thought it? They've got back together. After all these years, all the members of the Rachel Stevens.
Hannah.
The Hannah.
The other ones. I like I've got I've got a little bit of soft spot for S Club 7. I think I like the one about reaching for the stars. I was taught the entire dance of that by my gay friend at a wedding once.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But, it's got a catchy tune.
This was always going to happen, though, you know, because you might as well, if you've have been successful like that and you've gone away and tried to get jobs in musicals and failed and stuff like that, then you might as well have another big payday.
There ain't no party, Matt. It is true, like an S Club party. I don't know if you've ever been to an S Club party.
I haven't, no.
It's like an Anne Summers party, in a way. You know Anne Summers parties? I think what happens is that ladies try on the sexy time underwear for just parade around in it, don't they? I think that's the gist of it. An S Club party is a bit like that, but you wear the skin of like a serial killer, like of Hannah and Paul. They're basically made of Tupperware as well, aren't they, S Club? So plasticky, reconstituted, manufactured.
Oh, yes.
So it's like, it is like a Tupperware party. And as a tribute, we've added them to the playlist this morning. S Club 7! Oh, yeah.
Hey, I want to wear your skin, Tina.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Now, packed into the next few minutes, comes a week's worth of lazy PR. We get sent, as you'd expect, because we work in the media, reams of emails and paper and missives from PR and marketing companies, all of whom are trying to sell their wares, of course, and to get their clients coverage. However, because they're lazy, they don't do any research, and they send stuff that we wouldn't necessarily touch with a barge pole. Happens throughout the entire media. We like to round up the laziest examples for you. On a Friday, this one I opened not because I was intrigued, but because the subject header simply said, so I knew what it was, because it just told me. It didn't try to hook me in with a sort of, oh, great opportunity, like they sometimes do. This one just read, Donna Air...
It's a good start.
I know. Donna Air celebrates Love Trains Week. Well, that's got my attention. So I open that. Hi there. This Monday is the start of Love Trains Week. I don't know what that is, but to celebrate all things rail-related, we've got the celebrity Donna Air. And this is a direct quote. Who loves trains so much, she's going to change her name to Donna Trains for the course of the week. That is real. She loves trains so much, Dave. She's going to change her name to Donna Trains.
Purely for the passion of the love of trains.
Yes.
That's it.
But she doesn't love them enough to step beyond a week of it.
No.
And I'm pretty sure it's not a legal change. She's not going to have to alter a passport, is she? So you ever wonder where Donna Air was now? A, she's called Donna Trains for a week, and that's where she is. And she could be with us via ISDN on Monday. So if you'd like, I'm quoting again, if you'd like to celebrate a week of locomotive-related greatness with Donna Air, sorry, Trains.
Why don't we get her on?
It's tempting.
Honestly.
Very
tempting.
Donna Trains. What have you got, Dave? What did you get sent?
I have one with another catchy title, which pulled me in. Yeah. A-list interview opportunity.
Brilliant.
We're big with the A-list, aren't we?
Yeah.
Simon Pegg
was in last week.
Daniel Radcliffe coming in next week.
Exactly.
So we like the A-list guests.
Yeah.
Hi there, hope you're well. We just thought we'd get in touch to let you know that Mudchute's Riding School has been chosen as the winner of a national competition to receive a professional clean-up from cleaning specialists Karcher. Now, I mean, that's barely a story as it is.
Yeah.
But I know what you're all asking. Where is the A-list celebrity offering?
Yeah, what A-list celebrity needs professional cleaning?
Yeah. TV presenter and former cricketer Phil Tufnell is supporting the campaign. Of course he is.
Yeah.
And this is what he has to say. With a summer of full sport, there's never been a better time for Brits to be inspired to use their local sports facilities, so we need to make sure they're clean. So chat to Phil Tufnell about Mudchute Riding School's clean-up operation. Do get in touch.
Just the phrase Phil Tufnell's Mudchute is enough to suggest to me that it really does need cleaning, if I'm brutally honest with you.
It's quite ironic.
I'm not even going to go there. There it was, your lazy PR this morning. Do you think he loves cleaning and Mudchute so much he's going to change his name to Phil Mudchute Riding School Cleaning?
I hope he does.
But only for the course of a weekday. That's very important.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM. Josh Widdicombe.
Reg Hunter, hello, how are you?
Yes, sir, Josh Widdicombe.
It's a pleasure to have you on.
It's a pleasure to see one of my own, one of my kind, doing a radio show.
Do you know what, Neil? This is a change of gear for XFM. This is...
Is it?
I feel this is the kind of thing we should be doing. Because I'm interested, when you write your stuff, because your stuff comes from a very... do you start with your viewpoint and then add the jokes? Would you take stuff out that would get a massive laugh, but which you don't believe in?
I have done. There have been two or three occasions. I've been on stage and in the midst of telling a joke, and then I stop and then I say, I beg your pardon. I'm not going to continue this joke. And it's a hilarious joke. It's just, I don't believe in it anymore. It's just not true.
And what does the audience do when you...
Well, there's a little secret in the black community that anything that white people don't understand, they call it art.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.